It's 94 degrees here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn is threatening legal action against a dark money group funding AI attack ads on her. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports that's against Tennessee's new anti-AI law.
In this ad paid for by the American Exceptionalism Institute, an AI-generated Marsha Blackburn can be seen smiling as this jingle plays.
Marsha Blackburn's the queen pharma mama who's ready to sell.
The ad doesn't mention Blackburn's run for governor or support another candidate in the race. Instead, it asks voters to call a number and tell Blackburn to stop, quote, selling out Tennessee. The ad references a 2016 law that Blackburn sponsored, which made it easier for patients to receive pain medication, but it also made it harder for the DEA to inspect suspicious shipments of powerful narcotics. At the time, Blackburn's office said that Congress could revisit the unintended consequences that had on the opioid crisis. This ad comes nearly a decade later as Blackburn leads the GOP race for governor. A spokesperson says two TV stations have already pulled the ad, as her campaign has given the dark money group 48 hours to stop airing it, arguing that it amounts to slander. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
Schools in Wilson County will soon display the Ten Commandments. The school board approved the policy change after lawmakers in the spring permitted the posting of religious texts and other historical documents. The vote by the board members was unanimous, but member Melissa Lynn still expressed her concerns.
I don't disagree with the Ten Commandments, but I've had many reach out to say they do not support this. And I get it. We're America. We a Christian nation. I get it. But there are still a lot of other people, different religions in our school.
Other board members stress that it's a historical document rather than a religious doctrine, and that it won't be in classrooms. Rather, the policy calls for the display to be in a prominent location, which is to be determined. Another board member stressed that the commandments shaped Western legal and ethical traditions. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.